Dean shot Antonia Jefferson Saturday morning after being called to her home for a welfare check. She was reportedly playing a video game with her nephew when she was killed. Dean could face charges over that death. A jury finding a Georgia police officer that shot and killed a naked and unarmed African-American man not guilty of murder. Robert Chipolson was found guilty, however, on charges of aggravated assault, making false statements, and violation of oath. Olson fatally shot Anthony Hill, a 26-year-old Afghanistan war veteran who was suffering from bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Negotiations continue in the nearly month-old United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, GM offering to build an electric pickup at the Detroit Assembly Plant, which is one of four idled factories in the United States. Labor expert Dr. Anthony Schwartz believes that round-the-clock negotiations are necessary to end the UAW strikes against GM.
You go to the main table, and there aren't 30 people in the room either when you do this. There's a limited number of people, so you can actually negotiate and you get it done, and you go round the clock until you get it done.
Going around the world, Turkey vowing to press its attack on Kurdish forces in spite of Syrian forces racing to defend the border. President Erdogan says they're determined to finish the job they started. President Trump ordering the Pentagon to safely and quickly withdraw about 1,000 U.S. troops from the area. New progress on California's biggest fire as more people find out their home is gone. At least 75 homes were damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area. Evacuees allowed to return home over the weekend as crews now have that fire 43% contained. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Family members identifying the man that was pulled from the wreckage of a hotel collapse in New Orleans. Nova Espinoza identified the recovered body as her 49-year-old husband, Anthony Moret. Espinoza says she dropped her husband off to work at the construction site for the Hard Rock Hotel, although he wasn't supposed to work. Police and rescue crews still searching for one person that's believed to be trapped inside. More violence in Hong Kong. USA Radio's Wendy King has an update.
Police in riot gear chased down demonstrators who decided not to stage one big protest. Instead, they divided into smaller groups all over the city. Pro-democracy rallies have been going on for months, with Chinese officials growing more and more impatient. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation he's disappointed the NBA apologized for a tweet that a Houston Rockets official had sent in support of the protesters.
It was really sad to see an American company and indeed a global sports league like the NBA being dragooned into censoring the free speech of American citizens in the interest of big bucks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden is telling all. Hunter Biden talks about his business dealings in Ukraine and China and reacts to President Trump's attack in a new sit-down interview. That all airs tomorrow on ABC's Good Morning America, just hours before Joe Biden takes the debate stage. And Elton John's new book comes out tomorrow. It's titled Me. It references his friendship with Michael Jackson. This is USA Radio News.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're here on Columbus Day 2019, and we are open here at the Chamber. So if anyone wants to give us a call into the studio, the phone number is 908-237-0410, and you could come on our show today and share your thoughts about Columbus Day or what it is called. So we always like to do a quote on the radio here. So it is a little confusing to know where we are today with Columbus Day. So I'm going to just do a quote from Marcel Proust. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. So perhaps today we can all be discoverers. We can try something new today. We can lose sight of the shore, as they say, or we can try to look through a different lens and see if there's another perspective beyond the other side of the shore. So that is our Columbus Day quote. I do have some commercials to do. If I could find my commercial list, I'll be able to do that right away. And hopefully that's here. So I came in right on time, as usual. And I don't see my list of things I'm supposed to play. So I'll do our standard commercials, and then we'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So not too bad. I actually remembered the call numbers here for our commercials. So we did get a few things straightened out here while we were on our commercial break. And it's funny how without your call sheet, you have no idea what you're doing, even though you do it every week. So I skipped last week because I was traveling and then I was having a bummer of a day. And I just couldn't make it in here, so I didn't want to miss and do another rewind today, even though it is Columbus Day. And it is absolutely gorgeous. So I think we should do the weather next, because that's what we usually do around here. We don't need the call sheet. See that? We're good on our own. So our weather is absolutely gorgeous out today. And in fact, it's my hope that somehow you were able to enjoy the 72-degree temperatures, the absolute beautiful sunny skies. I didn't have the day that I had hoped to have, but I did have a day that was filled with plenty of accomplishments, and I got caught up on a lot of things that were just hanging out, driving me a little bit crazy. So I feel accomplished in my day, And I wrapped up all the things I had to before I made it over to the studio. So I just have a little bit, a couple hours of work tonight, and nothing too crazy. So it's absolutely beautiful all night. We're going to dip down into the 40s, though, at 6 a.m., which is, I guess, 7 a.m., right before sunrise. And that's one of the things that I always like to quote, that it's always coldest before the sun starts to rise. So we're going to dip down to 40 at 7 a.m., but we're going to get back up. It's absolutely beautiful at 8 a.m. I enjoy the morning when you can start to feel the warmth of the sun, but you still have the cool air temperatures. We're going to get all the way up until 62 on Tuesday. Now, if you have plans for Wednesday, know that it is a rain day. So really, if you want to be outside today and tomorrow. We're having a day of rain on Wednesday with a high of 65, dipping down to 44 on Wednesday evening. Thursday's all cloudy, so we don't see the sun at all on Thursday, but the rain does stop, and we have a high of 55. So it's one of those cool and depressing, dismal days on Thursday. But things start to look up on Friday. We have the sun peeking out of the clouds and a high of 58, but it gets super cold Friday night with a low of 37. But we're looking at a beautiful weekend. Saturday, which I have to work, but it is sunny and 61, so hopefully I'll get done early or on time, and I can enjoy some sun on Saturday. And Sunday, it's 67 and sunny. So we do have to deal with that rain on Wednesday and the clouds and the cold 55-degree day without any sun on Thursday. But if we make it till Friday, things do start to look up. But that's why, really, we absolutely, positively have to enjoy this day. One more commercial, and then we'll be back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All right, so we did our duty over here, and now on to the topic of our show today. So one thing I wanted to mention, you know how I always like to cover things that are happening around Hunterdon County. So I saw this article this morning. It was in the Hunterdon Review, and there's a Clinton resident, Colin Willing. He's going to be on the Price is Right game from 11 to noon today. I don't know if anyone caught that. I should have tried to record that. So we can't know how far he got into the show, but there were pictures posted that he was going to be on the show today. So I thought that was super cool. Love when we have Hunterdon County residents doing something different. And also, I wanted to just take a minute to talk about the Haunted Red Mill, because that is right here in Clinton. So that's going to be the topic as soon as we come back from our commercial break.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And we're back in the studio to talk about our event that we wanted to cover today. And that is the Haunted Red Mill. So I have seen signs for the Haunted Red Mill for years and years and years. I have seen crowds of people waiting to get into the Haunted Red Mill. And I've always wanted to experience it, but never really wanted to enough to make plans to do so. But this Friday, which was the opening of the Haunted Red Mill, I did decide to buy some tickets and to go through the Haunted Red Mill and see what it was like. So it really is something different and fun if you like that scary, creepy kind of thing going on. They have 50 live actors that roam around while you're going through the decorated areas of the mill and the outbuildings. Characters that are dressed in costume, that have makeup on and crazy costumes, glowing red eyes, really into character. There was someone playing a werewolf, one of the actors playing a werewolf, who actually jumped over like a 4-foot fence to actually be a werewolf in costume and character. And the actors that were roaming around before the mill opened, they were having fights with each other, doing things that Halloween characters or scary characters would, you know, you would think they would be doing in your imagination. So there were a lot of visual effects. Really, it's not for young children. I just want to say that. I took my niece, who's 13, and who enjoys scary and spooky things. So maybe she hasn't been exposed to something live like that before. But we had a talk about how they were actors and, you know, you can, there's plenty of people around guided tours. So it was really interesting. And someone told me that if you have dinner in Clinton, and I think if you spend more than $50, that you bring that to the box office with your ticket and you could, you know, go on a different line, like an accelerated line. So you can get tickets on site on the days that there is a performance. But when you think about it, there's really only a few days where this happens because it's on Friday and Saturday. And there's one day that's designated it's for everyone. So there aren't a lot of opportunities to go. So you really have to look at the tickets. I'm going to try to pull that up so we can see when that is open and you can get some tickets. So here it is here. So it opens on Friday. So it was open Friday and Saturday. So you've lost one weekend. So you have just two other weekends now that are available. And it is open. They said, I got a little confused. I thought that it was open from 5 to 10, but it's actually the ticket box that opens at 5. The Haunted Red Mill actually doesn't open until it's dark. So, you know, it's maybe 7:30. So if you don't have the pre-sale tickets, you can go to the box office at 5 and then sometime between 7 and 7:30. Now, on the first night, it did open a little bit later, but the box office is open until 10, and then anyone who is online at 10 p.m. will be able to go through. And tickets are $30 a person, and there's five sections It says it takes approximately 40 to 45 minutes. I think we got through it maybe a little bit quicker, but we were the first group, so we weren't waiting for anyone. So I think if you give yourself 45 minutes to go through, there's plenty of time. And there are, like I said, 50 live actors that roam around. There was even a hay ride, which I thought was pretty spectacular, and lots of special effects. So the one thing, I don't know if they do it every year, but on Saturday, October 12th, and is it October 12th? Okay, so the dates for the haunted house are each weekend, but then they have something called Happy Haunts. And the next Happy Haunt will be on Saturday, October 9th, and also on October 26th. If it rains on those days, it will be held on Sunday, October 20th or the 27th. And Happy Haunts is the startle-free version of the Haunted Red Mill. So it's completely toned down for kids or anyone who finds the Haunted Red Mill too intense. Had I known, I may have wanted to go through Happy Haunts. And here they have face painting and some seasonal treats. And that is $10. And children under 2 are free. And then they have something else, Trunk or Treat, on October 13th. And that is trick-or-treating in the middle of the world-famous Haunted Red Mill attraction. So you get to live, if you're listening and you're from Hunterdon or a nearby county, you're able to see a world-famous Red Mill, and here it could be haunted. So decorated cars with candy are free to enter, and they're eligible to win prizes in different categories. So there's not a lot of parking there. Maybe they'll park somewhere else because their little parking lot is just in the front. And families looking to participate who don't have a decorated vehicle, it's $10 a family. And this all supports the educational programs of the Red Mill. And then on October 17th and October 24th, they have a backstage guided tour of the Haunted Red Mill. So you could figure out how the various scares, frights, and illusions are created. So that seems pretty fun. That's from 7 to 10. And that would be this Thursday, the 17th. So that may be a fun thing to do. But if you haven't gone, I think that it's a really fun thing to do. So I believe it's done mostly with actors and volunteer builders who make this attraction, something that is extraordinary. And I looked up how long it's been going on in Hunterdon County and Clinton, and it looked like 29 years. So it covers 10 acres, although you really are just in a couple buildings, and then you do have the hayride. So again, the nights for the scary Haunted Mill is the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th. So you can get your tickets online, or you can get them at the ticket box. So that is what's going on there. Now I'm going to do a little experiment here because let's see if our studio button here works. I don't think it does. Oh, it does. Weeks before I could eat. Okay, it actually works. Got something else done here. So I haven't been able to get the music on my phone to play, but I thought I would try a different thing here, and it actually works. So we're going to enjoy this song. And then we'll be back.
You're one too many headaches. Mama, can I come and maybe stay a few days this weekend or next? And hey, how do you get a red wine stain out of your favorite dress? How does he sleep at night?
Okay, now before we do the news, I just want to give a shout out to the 5K yesterday, the Conquer the Mountain 5K. And I don't know what year that is. I think it must be around 15, but it's a run that starts at the bottom of Jucktown Mountain over at the Union Township Elementary School. And it goes up to Jucktown Mountain Campsite, which is just a 5K, but it is a 5K that goes up the mountain, so that's always fun. So I run that each year for many years because it is such a fun run to go up the mountain, and it was great weather yesterday. Started out a little chilly, and then when the sun came out up the mountain, it was just a little crazy. But such a great event, and it was supported by the New Jersey State Police of Perryville and Washington, along with Lieutenant Repard from the Phillipsburg Police Department, and they did a great job keeping everyone safe. And the money from this run is given to fire and rescue squads, and it's sponsored by U.S. Family and Martial Art, which is, I believe, in Powhatan. So they have some great pictures that are up on their website. And everyone had such a fun time. It really was a great event that supports our first responders. So we're going to do the news, and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Fort Worth police officer that shot a woman to death inside her own home is resigning.
My intent was to meet with him today to terminate his employment with the Fort Worth Police Department. However, the officer tendered his resignation this morning before we met.
Aaron Dean turning in his badge this morning, hours before Fort Worth Interim Police Chief Ed Krause is going to fire him. Dean shot Antonia Jefferson Saturday morning after being called to her home for a welfare check. She was reportedly playing a video game with her nephew when she was killed. Dean could face charges over that death. A jury finding a Georgia police officer that shot and killed a naked and unarmed African-American man not guilty of murder. Robert Chip Olson was found guilty, however, on charges of aggravated assault, making false statements, and violation of oath. Olson fatally shot Anthony Hill, a 26-year-old Afghanistan war veteran who was suffering from bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska, but then he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Negotiations continue in the nearly month-old United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. GM offering to build an electric pickup at the Detroit Assembly Plant, which is one of four idled factories in the United States. Labor expert Dr. Anthony Schwartz believes that round-the-clock negotiations are necessary to end the UAW strikes against GM.
You go to the main table, and there aren't 30 people in the room either when you do this. There's a limited number of people, so you can actually negotiate, and you get it done, and you go round the clock until you get it done.
Going around the world, Turkey vowing to press its attack on Kurdish forces in spite of Syrian forces racing to defend the border. President Erdogan says they're determined to finish the job they started. President Trump ordering the Pentagon to safely and quickly withdraw about 1,000 U.S. troops from the area. New progress on California's biggest fire as more people find out their home is gone. At least 75 homes were damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area. Evacuees allowed to return home over the weekend as crews now have that fire 43% contained. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Family members identifying the man that was pulled from the wreckage of a hotel collapse in New Orleans, Nova Espinoza, identified the recovered body as her 49-year-old husband, Anthony Moret. Espinoza says she dropped her husband off to work at the construction site for the Hard Rock Hotel, although he wasn't supposed to work. Police and rescue crews still searching for one person that's believed to be trapped inside. More violence in Hong Kong. USA Radio's Wendy King has an update.
Police in riot gear chased down demonstrators who decided not to stage one big protest. Instead, they divided into smaller groups all over the city. Pro-democracy rallies have been going on for months, with Chinese officials growing more and more impatient. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation he's disappointed the NBA apologized for a tweet that a Houston Rockets official had sent in support of the protesters.
It was really sad to see an American company and indeed a global sports league like the NBA being dragooned into censoring the free speech of American citizens in the interest of big bucks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden is telling all. Hunter Biden talks about his business dealings in Ukraine and China and reacts to President Trump's attack in a new sit-down interview. That all airs tomorrow on ABC's Good Morning America, just hours before Joe Biden takes the debate stage. And Elton John's new book comes out tomorrow. It's titled Me. It references his friendship with Michael Jackson. This is USA Radio News.
And we're so excited to have music that works exactly the way we want it to today in the studio. So the other thing I wanted to cover was something that caught my attention, and probably like most of the radio hosts here, we always have stories that we want to explore a little bit more or that we save for a day when a guest cancels or, you know, there's some kind of difficulty with calling in, we have technology issues, whatever. You always have a little bit of information that you can easily do a story. And since I was thinking that Columbus Day would be closed, I didn't line up a guest. So I thought this would be a perfect time to go through my little basket and see what things I wanted to cover and had not had an opportunity yet. So there's a story that caught my eye a few months ago. So as soon as we come back from our break, we are going to delve into that a little bit more. So hopefully you'll stay with us.
Thank you.
I wonder how am I still here? And I don't wanna move a thing. It might change my memory. Oh, I am what I am. I do what I want.
So you all know what kind of mood I'm in, right, for my music selection. All right, so what I wanted to cover for a couple different reasons that I want to explain. So there's a new podcast which features the Melanie McGuire case. So there's a couple reasons that this caught my attention. One is because Melanie McGuire, who has been convicted of murdering her husband and is serving a life sentence, and I believe also 5 years, a life sentence and 5 years, she's at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women. And where is that? That is in Clinton, in Union Township, actually, in Hunterdon County. So you have that going on. Second, the crime that she's been convicted of, which is murdering her husband and dismembering him, actually occurred in the nearby county of Morris County. Well, we don't maybe know where the crime occurred, but that's, I believe, where they lived. So you have something that's kind of close. And when the trial was going on, it was on the front page of the paper. We still had papers back then. I'm the dinosaur who still walks out to the driveway to get my paper every morning. But more so, certainly during this trial, because it was in a New Jersey courtroom, and it was such a, I don't know what word to use, but such an unusual ending for the person who was killed. His body was actually cut up, and you may remember that his remains were actually found in Virginia in the Chesapeake Bay, in 3 matching suitcases. So the trial was in Middlesex County and right in New Brunswick. And so because it was in New Jersey and it was local and actually included cutting up a body that was found in a different state, it was on the news constantly and in the paper. And it was 2007 that she was found guilty. So the deliberation for the jury was 14 hours before they came back with a guilty verdict. I believe the So she's in jail for life, but I believe she got 5 additional years for possession of a firearm for unlawful purpose and perjury. So she's probably about 46 or 47. Yeah, I'd say she's 46 based on how old she was at the time of the trial. And I just want to say it was her husband that she was convicted of killing, and his name was William McGuire. So he was killed, and he was dismembered, and he was found in Virginia. And this was in 2004. So now there are some professors or associate professors of criminology from Fairleigh Dickinson. So that interested me a little bit because my undergraduate work was at FDU. So whenever you see something from your, you know, a school that you either attended or graduated from or are familiar with or is local, I think that you pay a little more attention. So these professors decided to do a podcast series. Now, you all know I love podcasts because, one, we do one here at Houghton Hunterdon, and two, I listen to them all the time. There are different podcasts that I subscribe to, and it's so nice to pick a time from your podcast. So if you know you're driving for 48 minutes, you can pick a podcast for 48 minutes, and it makes driving a lot easier for me, more fun and enjoyable. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. So I have not listened to these, but I did subscribe to it today. So they say that they were contacted by Melanie McGuire's mother, who has stated that her daughter is innocent and she wanted to tell her story. There was a 7-week trial, and she was found guilty of drugging her husband in their Woodbridge apartment. I wasn't sure. She maybe worked in Morris County, but it actually occurred in Woodbridge the night of April 28, 2004, cutting up his body and dumping his remains in the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia, inside 3 matching suitcases. So that is the trial. Again, the jury deliberated for 14 hours. They found a guilty verdict, and she is at prison. So